Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
We're back, picking right up where we left off yesterday, discussing the Southern Baptist Convention and J.D. Greer's new push to change the name. I gave you five reasons, well, I started giving you five reasons to reject a name change. Number one, virtue signaling, changing a name on the outside does nothing. Just like putting BLM or End Racism Now in the end zones in the NFL does nothing to actually reform. And so the person protesting, well then give us real reform. The second reason not to change the name is because there's nothing to reform anymore in the SBC. It's been reformed. Racism has been expunged. And to that, when we say racism is gone, people will make the argument now, since there is an actual racism to identify, like a KKK member filling a pulpit or some pastor preaching discrimination or churches practicing segregation. Now the accusations are silent things, implicit bias. You may not be acting like a racist, but you don't know that on the inside you actually are. Systemic racism. That's racism inherent in the system, even when it's reformed. So America's unsavable. The Constitution can't be redeemed. The SBC is unredeemable. Or white privilege. Just by being white, you've had a better situation in life. Meaning, it's racism even if you aren't a racist. You can't find, the left can't find any racism. So now what you do, is since you can't see objective behavior, you accuse and indict the motives of a person. It's an invisible target that can't be objectively either identified, but even more so, it can't be objectively denied. How is that Christian? Judging men's motives, J.D. Greer and others, buying into this, how is that Christian sustaining this idea of implicit bias or systemic racism? All this is a phantom accusation or charge levied by Marxists for the whole purpose of sustaining racial strife and extending cultural divisiveness. It's an invisible oppressor to maintain civil strife, and Greer and the SBC are falling right into the trap. It is so debilitatingly frustrating. All right, number three reason not to change the name. Don't erase history. Learn from history. It's the same thing with Confederate flags, which we shouldn't be forced to take down, or statues of Confederate leaders or whoever from history. Taking down the statues, removing the flags, opposing history accomplishes nothing, pretending that history didn't happen. History did happen. It's part of our heritage. Some of it's ugly. We learn from it. We don't clean out the ugly parts of the Old Testament. We learn from the error of the Israelites and even of King David and great leaders, even in the New Testament. We learn from Peter's error. We don't redo our New Testament to take that stuff out. Peter was literally pulling away from the Gentiles. Talk about what you call it, racism, discrimination. He was pulling away from the non-Jewish converts in the New Testament after Pentecost, and he had to be rebuked, but we don't take that out or no longer respect Peter and his ministry. Number four reason not to change the name. We ought to be celebrating the reforming effect of the gospel in the SBC, the cleansing effect, the sanctifying effect, the growth that has taken place in the SBC. Yeah, the SBC started over the issue of slavery, but that was 150 plus years ago. There's been growth, and racism and segregation, discrimination, slavery has been expunged out of the movement. And so glorify God and the gospel for its transformative effects over men and systems and organizations, rather than playing pretend as though that was never the case. And the fifth reason, one of my favorite, is because it's completely effeminate and it's dumb. I'm sorry, it's not more sophisticated than that. You know, the changing the name merely caters to crybabies and weak-willed grumblers. What does that do? Changing the name. Someone's actually offended by Southern Baptist Convention? No, they're not. No one's offended. And if they are, they're being a wuss. I have no other word to say. I'm trying to find more sophisticated language. And you know, I'm trying not to yell. I've been told I'm easier to listen to when I'm calm. So I'm trying to stay calm. But listen, you can't be offended by a name or a word that's not offensive when the actual offense of racism has been reformed out of the organization. No one is offending you. Grow up. You know, the great civil rights leaders particularly the black ones throughout history, like Douglass, like Booker T. Washington, like Martin Luther King. They were not, they didn't have such trivial complaints. They were concerned with greater matters of equality and justice, which they fought for and gained, and were trivializing their legacy and the actual history and movement of civil rights by bringing up this nonsense. You know what? Based on this thinking with Greer, why not change America's name since we had slavery? You know, it's the same type of thinking. And you just wait, that's coming. We're going to no longer be America. We're going to become the inclusive states of the global North. Gag me. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. Names don't matter. Substance matters. And praise God that the gospel has transformed the SBC and so many other organizations and people and the whole culture and legacy in America. That's the power and effect of the gospel. Celebrate it. Don't erase it. And by the way, Greer, we're keeping the name.